Club, bitches.
Let's talk, guys.
I'm not here to chastise you. I just want to have a conversation. Okay, Donkey of the Day for Monday, March 16th goes to all you fools who was in the club this weekend partying your ass off. That's right. Lights, cameras, action. Okay? Envy, I'm talking to you.
Talk to me.
All right. Where was you at this weekend, Envy?
I was at the beach in Orlando.
Woo, how many people?
I say about 1,500.
Woo, just a coughing on each other, huh?
I wasn't in the crowd, though.
Please.
I walked in the back door, went out the back door. Pause, hey, pause.
My brother. Dropping a cruise bomb for my brother. My brother, my backdoor brother.
Oh, all right. My goodness. I set myself up for that one.
Now, what part of social distancing don't y'all understand? I get that people believe in conspiracy theories. I get that people don't believe the government is telling us everything. But what I don't get is people just throwing caution to the wind and being in the club all weekend on top of each other, coughing on each other, sneezing on each other, passing blunts to each other. I've been watching people take chances with their health on Instagram all weekend. Some of y'all partying like hookah is the cure for the coronavirus. What's the problem? Are y'all just on some YOLO? If we're going to die anyway, we might as well die happy. Is that really how you want to go out? Huh? Catching corona from a day party? Can you imagine yourself in the afterlife trying to explain how you got here? Imagine being in heaven and Nipsey saying to you, so cuz, you telling me there was a global pandemic, a disease spreading to everyone, a disease that was making people sick and killing folks, and all you had to do was stay away from each other, stay in the house and kick it, but you said F it and went to the club, and then you caught this coronavirus and it hit you harder than you thought it would, and now you up here with me? Damn, cuz, you should have stayed at home. It's really just that simple. Imagine Pac overhearing the conversation between you and Nipsey and walking over saying, so what happened now? You was in the club and drinking Corona and died. Damn, Corona's killing people down there now? The moral of the story is, it's not worth it. Why do we think we are so exempt from things happening around us, okay? I believe in God. But we have to take care of ourselves. It's precautions for a reason. Now, when the government does a national shutdown, don't y'all go screaming martial law. Because clearly, y'all don't have the discipline to self-quarantine yourselves and follow directions, so they're going to have to do it for you. Now, what's going to have to happen is the government is going to have to make the clubs designated quarantine stations. That's the only way this quarantine thing is going to work. Put these folks where they clearly want to be anyway. While the rest of us stay at home and mind our business in quarantine, let the club-going corona carriers cough on themselves in nightclubs all across the country. Okay, Envy or DJ. Envy will be there getting that money. If they're offering a check, don't you think for 1 second Envy won't be in these quarantine parties getting that bread.
Nah, I shut down, okay? Bro. I shut down for the next 60 days.
All I'm saying is you have to know when God is telling you to be still, okay? We are in a forced slowdown right now, all right? Why are you not taking heed? It's really just that simple, okay? This is the time to meditate and focus and just prepare for what's to come. Remember when Little John asked the question, turn down for what? Well, now is the time to answer that question. And the answer is simple. So you don't go around spreading the goddamn coronavirus. Okay, God gets tired of our excuses. He gets tired of us complaining about things, especially when we could have done things to prevent it. All right? Don't make him get your attention in a harsh way. Matter of fact, don't listen to me. Listen to the wise words of Bishop T.D. Jakes. I was watching this sermon yesterday, man. Let me hear what Bishop T.D. Jakes had to say. I want to share this with y'all.
When God gets tired of your excuses, when God gets tired of you playing games, when God gets tired of you ignoring him, when God gets tired of you being merciful, when God gets tired of you shaking your fist in his face and telling him you don't need it, when God gets tired of you cussing in the high places and cussing the people of God, when God gets tired of our leaders fighting like they're in a ballroom brawl, when God gets tired, God has a way of sending something to get your attention. God has a way of making you stop playing church and playing games and playing like you're leaders and playing like you care about people. God has a way of bringing you down to your knees.
For all you club goers, stop playing with your health and stop playing with God. Please give all of these brothers and sisters who couldn't stay out the club this weekend, even though it's a goddamn global pandemic going around, the biggest hee-haw.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the law office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.